Last week, we were hearing a lot about plans for the museum campus here, improvements, and of course, the story about possibly putting a dome on Soldier Field has been in the news, getting the Bears to stay in the city. And I said here the other day that what we ought to do is forget about the dome and just focus on that lakefront campus where the museums are, work on some improvements there. It'll cost a lot less. And then let the Bears go to Arlington Heights. That's not so bad. And the executive director of the Friends of the Parks, Juanita Irizarry, joins us now. And Juanita, is that basically what your organization is thinking? Let's focus on the museum campus and forget about the Bears for now.
Yeah, I think for Friends of the Parks, you know, the Bears aren't as important, although certainly the Soldier Field is important as a revenue source for the Park District, so we care about that. But we really did see this as an opportunity to rewild, quote-unquote, the lakefront there and make a beautiful natural area.
And how does that affect where they have the concerts now at Northern Island, which it's a great backdrop for a show, but it's really hard to get in and out and park there. What do you do with that?
Yeah, you know, the concert venue at Northern Island was supposed to be temporary, and so we've been saying for a long time that it's really not the right place for it. We get a lot of complaints about the ways that it blocks off access to the rest of Northern Island for folks who aren't there for a concert and just want to enjoy the natural area there. So there is an idea to move the concert venue, although it wouldn't actually be the same venue. It would look different, to put it just north of Soldier Field. It would be lower profile, hopefully not obstruct a lot of views of the lake, but it certainly would still have to go through review for the Lakefront Protection Ordinance, you know, making sure that it's an appropriate spot for it. And there still are a lot of questions about that.
Do you see one of the problems there, being able to walk around to the different museums and then the parking?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, there's a lot of parking there that doesn't get used most of the time, though certainly the museums need parking and you know, on the days when there's something at Soldier Field. But, you know, there was an agreement by Mayor Daley many, many years ago to remove a lot of the surface parking and take it west of the drive. And so we see this as an opportunity to deal with that issue, make some of the parking more attractive and more permeable when that's a possibility, to use some remote parking in the Millennium Park parking lots, and then to make the whole museum campus more walkable, more natural, more connected, because right now they each museum does their own landscaping and they don't really match, you know, so it's a chance to make it a place that people really want to linger. So one of the ideas is to take Solidarity Drive, which is that long road between the Adler Planetarium and the Shedd Aquarium, and make that a really beautiful spot with artwork and more nature where people can sit and hang out with maybe some pop-up restaurants, things like that, so that it's more a place people want to linger.
Yeah, that'd be good to have folks walking around. Are people still mad at you and your 23-member group for saying no to George Lucas and not wanting that Star yeah. Wars museum in the park?
Sure, people still take pot shots at us, but that's okay. You know, we can take it. But, you know, we really saw the Lucas Museum as something that would deter continuing to have an open, free, and clear lakefront in Chicago as much as possible, which is something that Chicagoans have fought for many generations. And so this is that moment, really, that we've been waiting for, to go back to that promise to move a lot of that parking out and make it more green. And had there been a building there right now, we wouldn't have that opportunity. So we can take that as we, you know, look to the long term to keep fighting for an open, clear, and free lakefront.
I keep hearing about and reading about this idea your group has for barrier reefs. Tell me what that would be exactly.
Yeah, there was actually a design put together by Studio Gang, Jeannie Gang's landscape architecture group, an architecture group, when Northerly Island was first developed, and well, moved, you know, from being mixed field to Northerly Island, to put some little islands out into the lake beyond the Northerly Island, in order to kind of slow the, you know, and weaken the lake movement onto Northerly Island. I mean, as we all know, there are there was damage to Northerly Island shortly after it was built, and the revetments that the Army Corps of Engineers built there did not stand up to, you know, the increasing wave action and more frequent storms and high lake levels because of climate change. So having those little islands out there would help protect Northerly Island, but then there are ideas to also be able to use them for some recreation, and it would create a little bit of a bay there that could also be used for other kinds of water recreation.
And then if the Bears do leave the city, what happens with Soldier Field and what goes on there in the fall and winter?
Yeah, well, there are other sports teams that use it. So certainly the Park District will be looking to find other ways to get more groups in there. Friends of the Park sees it as a way to really ramp up some of the concerts in that space that right now take place in neighborhood parks, where the neighbors are complaining that they have to host those concerts. So maybe that's an opportunity to take some of them back to Soldier Field. But certainly I think the city was thinking long term about, if the Bears do leave, how do they make that whole area more attractive to some other sports teams that maybe they can lure to use that as their home base.
It would be interesting to view that as an outdoor concert venue, wouldn't it? But, you know, I mean, that's not going to help you in the bad weather months, though.
That's right. I mean, Chicago is a city with a brutal winter, so that is why some people are thinking about the Dome, but the Dome does also seem cost prohibitive, and certainly if taxpayers have to bear that burden. So Chicago will have to think creatively about ways to keep it active as much of the year as possible.
Juanita Irizarry, Executive Director of Friends of the Parks, and just to be clear, you and your group are not advocating to build an airfield. No airports there near the museum campus, right?
That's right. That's long gone, and let's not bring it back.
All right. Thanks for the update. Right. Let's keep in touch.
Thank you.